Good morning, everyone. Taking a break from cleaning the bathroom. So, anyway, I was listening to some audio boos while I was cleaning, and I came across a few. Jacqueline B's, I just now listened to, so that's fresh in my mind. She brought up a good point, which I am terrible at, and that is living the in-betweens. I have company coming, and I was so focused on them getting here. And then, you know, one thing happens and another thing happens. And then it was like my son's car broke down and he's in Chicago. And then my beloved's father was in the hospital and he's terminal. And I kept thinking, I have to just make it to when my company comes. And then I took it back because I felt so overwhelmed. And I broke it down to what the alcoholics say, you know, one day at a time, and do what is important right now. Focus on right now and then worry about the rest later. Because then my man child was saying how he had missed some of the tolls on the highway and they're starting to crack down and he's worried that he's going to get his license suspended. And I said, don't worry about that right now until we get a car and, you know, focus on the now. Because I was just, and I think I did a boo where I just felt like I was drowning. And I can see where people get emotionally, mentally, temporarily ill. Even physically from doing that, you know, where you, people would, and I'm one to do it, is to just say, you know what, I just can't deal with it. And you hide away in your room or, you know, in your house and you just think, well, if I don't deal with it, it'll go away. And I'm trying to stop that behavior where, you know, you just feel completely, not completely, but somewhat helpless, you know. And it's funny that Jacqueline would do a boo like that, where, you know, you do what you can today and save the rest for tomorrow, but you also enjoy what you're doing today and don't worry about, you know, the next big event. Because I was thinking the next big event would be this weekend. My man-child's going to come home again to get his car once we get it all legalized to drive. My beloved's oldest son is coming down from Minnesota. His mother is up from Texas. We're going to have a lot of people here. Then I have to go back to work next week. And I'm trying to think what the next big event after that is. Oh, my beloved's going to have his surgery in the beginning of October. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know, right away the finances kick in and, you know, he's going to be off of work and how are we going to, you know, make ends meet, blah, blah, blah. We're just now catching up, blah, blah, blah. But I have to remember to enjoy the little moments, enjoy today, the times in between, and even be thankful, you know, that be thankful that I even have a house that, you know, is in need of repair and a good spring cleaning. And I'm doing the same thing Slandy's doing, is my office. I'm boxing up a lot of stuff that I'm not using, and it's going to Salvation Army. Because I go to Salvation Army and I pick up stuff, you know, I use it for a while and then it's like, okay, well, you toss it in the garbage because nobody else can use it anymore. Or you recycle it and you pass it on. And that's what I'm doing. And my general rule of thumb for that is if I haven't used it in a year or worn it in a year, it's out of here. So that's basically what I'm doing. This is what I do on my vacation. My first vacation in 3 years from working where I currently work. 3 years, and this